J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis, obviously authors of the Lord of the Rings series and the Chronicles of Narnia series, were friends, I believe, for the majority of their lives. Obviously, they were in the Inklings together at the University of Oxford. They were both English professors. They were both very devout Christians. Now, the interesting thing about this is that there's no evidence to suggest that Tolkien ever wavered in his faith. On the other hand, though, Lewis apparently went through a period of atheism in his life that lasted from his teen years to his early adult years. I'm not sure what eventually caused him to re-embrace Christianity, but he did, and obviously went on to write the Chronicles of Narnia, which is known as a very Christian allegory. For a long time, as they were drafting these manuscripts of their books, were the only two people who read each other's writing. And that's just so fascinating to me that these two, you know, they kind of grew together in the sense that, you know, today they are two of the most widely known fantasy writers. Sadly enough, I'm pretty sure that later in their lives, Tolkien and Lewis started to have this sort of this rivalry. And Lewis was kind of more acclaimed and more known for, you know, their work as scholars and as Oxford professors. Lewis was more recognized for who he was, and he got a lot of, I don't want to say fame, but I guess fame, for doing everything that he did, and Tolkien was kind of not as recognized. I think that's really interesting, though, and especially the fact that Lewis was kind of more well-known than Tolkien was. Personally speaking, I find much more interest and much more merit in The Lord of the Rings than I do in The Chronicles of Narnia. But I also know a lot of people who prefer The Lord of the Rings over The Chronicles of Narnia. So it's interesting to look into that. And even though their friendship did sort of deteriorate, I think in the end, by the time that they were both published with The Lord of the Rings and The Chronicles of Narnia, I'm pretty sure they were still very supportive of each other. Something interesting to note about the two is that when it came to their writing techniques, they did not see eye to eye, and they were not similar in that way at all. Tolkien was kind of a perfectionist, and it took him around 17 years to write The Lord of the Rings. And Lewis, I don't know how many years exactly it took him, but not 17. Actually, Lewis kind of dissed Tolkien for being sort of this perfectionist. And, you know, Lewis kind of saw it as like a, you know, you write the first draft and you just go with it. And Tolkien did not agree with that. They didn't really see eye to eye on their writing techniques. And the funny thing about all of that is that today, Tolkien is actually, I would argue, more popular than C.S. Lewis and more well-liked than C.S. Lewis. I would say that the fan base for The Lord of the Rings is much bigger than it is for The Chronicles of Narnia. And I don't know that. I don't have any evidence to back that up, but that would be my assumption. But nonetheless, their friendship is definitely something interesting and something I find quite admirable.